the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Past the square, past the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey everybody, welcome to Scaredy Cats, here on Everything Unscripted Network, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where you can listen to your podcast. I'm your humble, gracious, and sexy host, Daniel Hummer.
And I am your eccentric co-host, who is sexier than my brother, actually. Mindy. Hello, guys. How we doing?
We got a big one tonight, the top 10 survivors in horror.
Yeah, because Daniel decides to keep on throwing these top 10 lists at me, guys.
They're fun.
They are fun, but it's so difficult. Especially for somebody like myself,
yeah,
who's mainstream and indie at the same time. So,
yeah.
All right, let's do our plugs.
So make sure to check out the Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Friday after AEW and SmackDown, respectively. AEW's got a new show on Friday, Rampage, so I don't know if they're still going on at 10. You'll have to check with them for that. They don't tell me shit, but that's what I know. Make sure to check us out on Fridays at 6:30 p.m. for Unscripted Wrestling, on Saturdays at 8 for Everything Unscripted Unlimited, and at 3 p.m. on Sundays for Scaredy Cats.
Don't forget that. Saturday, you're probably
going to
miss it because of
me. Yeah. We'll get into it. But that's our regular schedule. If anything changes, we'll let anybody know. But
All right. So, top 10 final survivors in movies. Basically, me and Daniel are kind of sick and tired of only seeing final girls and seeing the same ones every single time. No offense to those final people. We have no offense to them whatsoever. They're all champions.
Yeah.
But there are just 10 that stand out the most to each of us. So we're going to be sharing those lists with you today, going in a little bit of depth of why we think this person is a great final person and what they had to do to survive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, final girls are definitely in contention for this list because that's, you know, in horror, that's a big thing, and a lot of people that survive horror movies are final girls. So our list probably does contain a good amount of final girls each. I'm not sure, but you can be male or female to make the list. As long as you survive one horror movie, even if you died in the sequel, that's all you got to do. You made it one 2-hour movie, you're good to go.
And that's also if you show up in a sequel or another part of a movie that you weren't a part of, but you still survive it.
Yeah. If you live through a horror movie,
you're good.
Yeah. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I want you to go first because I'm going to have a hard time with this.
Okay. Well, my first for number 10 comes from the Scream franchise, and I went with a deep cut here. I went with Joel from Scream 2.
Joel!
Because he's got to make a list just because he's probably one of the most underrated people that have survived a movie, one that you forgot about.
I would never forget about Joel.
Not you, but like a casual fan.
I know.
And there's something about...
He disappeared and left for half the movie.
Yeah, there's something about surviving a horror movie from just, like, he walked away. And that never happens. Like, he's just like, fuck that.
He's gonna go find some Xanax, yeah, maybe some crack. I will be back.
He didn't want any part. He's like, fuck that. I'm scared. I'm walking away. And he survived because of it. Then he showed up at the end. He's like, let's shoot some shit. But...
He's like, let's go back to the old days. Old days, you knew her for a day.
Yeah.
What old days?
But it was, I just found it funny that he was able to survive. And it's like he broke, like, I don't want, like, get racial or anything, but a lot of the stereotypes in horror
movies.
He
broke some of them.
He broke that because, you know, he survived the whole thing, and he was a main character if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just breaking that mold, just because it never really happened. I mean, there are some here and there, but the fact that he was just like, no, I'm good. I don't want to get fucking gutted.
He's basically peace.
Yeah. I he's my number 10.
All right, my number 10 is going to have to be Maddie from the movie Hush.
Okay.
Maddie is a young lady who developed some really strong illnesses when she was younger, which led her to being mute and us.
Mm-hmm.
And she is relentlessly stalked by a man in this movie called Hush. Great movie, guys. Amazing movie.
Yeah.
And we're not going to say, like, oh, it's a slasher, there's a bunch of kills and whatnot, because there isn't. But probably one of the most suspenseful movies you guys will ever watch.
Yeah.
Because you have Maddie, who is basically a survivalist. Like, she knows in her heart she's going to make it out. And she has an intruder who's trying to get in the house desperately to kill her. And she just outsmarts him at every end. Like, he has a bow, and she steals it from him. And,
yeah.
Like, she broke her leg at one point, so she couldn't even get the bow to work. And then finally, she's like, all right, let's do this. And she spread out her legs and pushed with both of her legs and both of her arms and was able to fire it.
Yeah, and doing all this while being deaf, by the way, as well. Yeah,
exactly. Being deaf and mute. And trying to keep her cat, who she called Bitch, alive. But Bitch did stay alive throughout the whole movie. She made sure that Bitch was okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good one to have because, you know, you think about survivors in horror movies. Like, a lot of people, like, just got away or, like, they ran away. Like,
no,
that's like a movie where, like, she went up against a guy that was, like, desperately trying to kill her or at least get in.
Because she even put on the window in the beginning, I did not see your face. You can go ahead and walk away. I don't want any trouble.
Yeah.
And he showed her his face immediately and was like, well, now you have, so now you're in trouble.
I'm coming. Yeah.
So it was a very sadistic cat and mouse.
Yeah.
And it's also one of those movies where you think something's going to come in to save her real quick, but it doesn't happen, like with the girl's boyfriend, the neighbor's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I will have to say, heck off. The directors of this movie was having one girl be brutally butchered outside of this woman's house while she was 10 feet away doing the dishes. But she didn't know because she's deaf.
Yeah.
She didn't hear anything. So
yeah.
She never looked. So her friend got butchered and she didn't know. I mean, she found out later, but she didn't know.
No.
So that's definitely my first one.
No, I think she deserves it. And now I guess I'll hop into Final Girl territory because my number nine is, even though it's not my favorite film franchise, I respect her and I respect what she did for Final Girls, Nancy Thompson from
Nightmare
on
Elm Street.
So the original
and actually,
Nancy,
what's cool about Nancy, though, is that actually Heather Langenkamp, who played Nancy, survived not only one movie, but two movies.
Yeah.
She survived Nancy as Nancy in the first one, and then she survived as herself in New Nightmare.
Yeah, just as Heather, right?
Yeah, just as Heather Langenkamp.
Yeah.
Like, Wes had an idea for a new movie, but it wasn't actually a new movie. It was a joint. I don't know. Go watch it.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, she's just like, when you think of all the good ones, and Sydney's not on my list, which it was hard to do, but.
I know, it is hard to do, but she's not a balls-to-the-wall fighter.
Yeah, and she is to an extent, and either is Nancy, but she played the
she's
final
clever.
Girl so well, and. She, like, the way she got stalked, like, that whole movie, if you look back at it, really doesn't make sense without her.
No.
So,
And she was clever.
Yeah.
In it, too. She was very, very clever. She was the first person that figured out that she could bring Freddy into our world.
Exactly. And that was a big deal.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, and she was a teenager, so it wasn't an older person playing a teenager. She was a teenager in that movie.
Very true.
My number eight is going to have to go with the man, the guy from the original Hitcher, the man,
okay.
The boy, his name is John, Jim. He got put so much.
Yeah.
Like, he even had to be in the middle of a decision of whether or not his one friend was that he just met was going to die. The guy had her in between two cars and was ready to rip her to pieces, and he gave him a gun, and he was like, shoot me. Make me not hurt her. And he didn't. So in disgust, the guy pulled her to pieces.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jim, like, just relentlessly being stalked by this guy. But he's smart.
Yeah.
Like, he's good at what he's good at getting away from everything, I will have to say. Not the best, but definitely deserves to be up there.
Yeah, those movies are some of my favorites anyway.
Yeah, and I do really like the remake as well with Sophia Bush.
Yeah.
Grace. So I did want to throw her in there as a little bit of an honorable mention because I do think she did an amazing job.
Yeah, I liked her. And I liked the remake. It didn't have the pizzazz of the first one.
No, it doesn't have the suspense and the je ne sais quoi that the first one does. But.
And I appreciated them trying to put a Final Girl element into it, but I liked that it was a dude and
yeah.
he was the one getting chased. And
well, that's why I mentioned both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the original obviously is the best, but the remake is not bad.
No, it's not. I think that's a pretty good pick. All right, my number
seven.
We've given this movie some love lately, but I guess I'll give it some more. I went Frankie Muniz, Swink, and Stay Alive.
Oh, my God, Swink! I'm going to let you take this one. Go ahead, Daniel.
The fact, when I watch these movies, I have a soft spot for the nerdy kids, you know. I mean, there's obviously another one that'll be on my list later that I can't talk about yet. But the good, like, wholesome kid that probably doesn't get too much ass, but that's okay. He's a good guy. He knows, he reads books and stuff. He plays video games. He's a nerdy kid. And he's, like, the good kid in the group. And you actually, like, I mean, I thought he was going to die. And they did the good swerve well with the roses. And that's kind of why I put him on this list, because you thought Swink was about to get fucked up. But, oh, wait, he's in the bed of roses. And if you paid attention to the movie, he's cool. And if not, then when you see him, you'll be like, oh, shit, how'd that happen? But still, I just like the way they kept him alive. And he was the third one. Like, they didn't need to. They could easily kill Frankie Muniz. But
really
I'm glad
could've.
They kept him.
But they kept him. And it added just that little bit of comedy.
Yeah, and it felt good when it was, like, him and the girlfriend and Frankie all walking out. It's like, hell yeah. And I liked him better than Hutch or the girl, so.
Yeah, I mean, I loved October. No, not October. The final girl is what you were saying.
Yeah, you didn't like her. We
yeah.
liked October, but
yeah,
she
we liked
died.
October, but she died.
So, out of all the guys that lived between Hutch and the shitty final girl, I thought Frankie Muniz was the best.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I like Swink. I like the little flavor he brought to the movie. I like the
yeah,
nerdiness. Because as like the video game, like this is a video game movie technically, and like he's like the gamer there. So it's like you can respect it.
Absolutely.
Glad he lived through it. All right, what do you got?
I got to refer to my list real quick because I'm getting names right here. Hold on, people. 1 minute. Sorry, guys.
No, you're good.
I had it also. Pulled up and then it was like, nope. All right, so this movie is coming at you from the, of course, we all know me, indie slasher horror. It involves a young lady who is our final girl. Her name is Mallory.
Yeah.
Mallory is a young bride-to-be, very young, and she's going across the country in her car to go meet up with a man that she is engaged to off the internet to have her rehearsal dinner, basically. And she's chatting with her sister the whole way, pretty much the whole way. And her sister's like, I'm not even getting tickets for that, or RSVPing for this at all until I find out that you're serious, because I don't think you're serious.
Yeah.
Well, Mallory, actually ends up spotting a man named Christian because Mallory's car had broken down. She tried to call AAA, but she had no service. So Julian Hough, who plays Mallory, was a freaking boss in this movie.
Yeah.
And she decided, well, I'm going to change the tire myself. So she did. And then she was changing. And this guy, Christian, came up to her and asked her if she needed help. And she had him check the rest of the car and whatnot. He got it running and everything. And at first she drove away. And then she stopped. in guilt, and she went back to get him. Never do that. I don't care how guilty you feel. No. So, of course, along the way, he starts acting really, really sketchy. Then he gets disgustingly vulgar and tells her that her little mouth would be nothing for his deep plunging member.
Ew.
Yeah, so she looks down. Well, she decides to pull over, and he pulls out a knife. And so she's like, shit, I gotta keep driving. But she looks down at him, and she notices that he's not wearing a seatbelt. So they're in the highway, and they're coming across a curve. She decides to run over that curve into the woods so she could turn the car around and hopefully flip Christian out of the car.
Holy shit.
Yes. She was a boss. Well, unfortunately, Christian did not die. Mallory did not die. Mallory ended up being trapped in the front seat of, in the driver's seat of her car because her ankle got lodged in. And Christian ended up being completely fine and spent the next couple days basically torturing the girl. Like, he told her that he found a cabin that he's now in charge of. He got rid of the parents that were there, and he has a little girl, Katie, holed up in there. I mean, this man's, like, eating stuff in front of her, drinking stuff in front of her, throwing stuff at her, and, like, he's just getting so much pleasure in all of this.
Yeah.
And, like, he even gives the girl a handsaw, and he goes, here, Mallory, go ahead, get yourself out. And, like, she was trying to, but then a flood happened in the ravine that she was stuck in. So because of the pressure of the flood, she was able to get her foot out. So she didn't have to cut her foot off. But then, at that point, she survived. She could have walked away.
Yeah.
But she went and found that bathroom at that cabin and mercilessly killed him. At first, she threw him over a balcony. He landed in a bear trap. So his leg was stuck. She walked up to him with the saw and said, here you go.
Jesus Christ.
I'll give you the same chance that you gave me. He was dead before the cops even showed up.
Holy shit.
He died from his wounds. And the little girl, Katie, was also a final girl, technically. She did survive. But Curve, fantastic movie. They just moved it to Tubi, which is free. Great, great movie, guys. I don't really like Gillian Huff that much, but she won my heart.
Damn, yeah, I mean, gotta check it out.
No. Like, she ripped up rats, she drank her own urine, everything she could do to survive. She did it.
Jesus. All right.
Sorry, guys, that was a little bit of a heavy one. I probably should put her a little further down the list here.
That was a heavy one. All right, I'm going Jessie from Wrong Turn. I thought she was a different type of final girl. It was Eliza Dushku and her little, like, bring it on
thing. Oh, yes. I forgot what her actual name was.
Yeah, Eliza Dushku. And that's when she was, like, killing it, like, with Bring It On and stuff. And she was, like, becoming
Buffy.
A little star. Yeah, Buffy especially. So I liked her as the title role. There's some, I mean, as a little boy, obviously, I'm picking I found her hot, very attractive when I was a kid.
She was a very attractive young lady.
And she was badass.
And she did a lot for the horror franchise. Like,
yeah.
She did her stint in Buffy, then she did The Wrong Turn, then she did True Calling, which was her own supernatural TV show.
True.
Great show, by the way. Lasts about 2 seasons.
She's a badass.
She's
lead.
A badass.
I liked her. Like, she's a different type of final girl. She's like that cool tomboy, like badass. Like,
but she's not full of herself.
She's not full of herself, and she's still like a girly girl a little bit. But she's not like a, you know, like a Nancy Thompson or something. Like, just a regular popular.
No, she's not
girl.
A good girl.
No, she's like a tomboy. You know, go hang out at the skate park, and chug beers type. I just found her super cool, and, you know, she survived at the end in a fucked up cannibal movie. I figured, because most of my shit has slasher and stuff, but she, like, survived something way worse than that, than a dude with a knife. You got a fucking village of people trying to eat you, so, you know, good for her. And I really like, I mean, it's not my favorite franchise, but I really like that first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a lot of the reasons I liked it. So
okay. There you go. We're on six.
That was my six, yeah.
So this is my six. Okay. My sixth one is going to have to go to Little Miss Ashley from a movie called Better Watch Out.
Okay.
This movie stuck me so deep in the heart because I've spent a majority of my life babysitting and taking care of young children. So to have a movie where it's kind of like a reverse cat and mouse, like the child that she's babysitting, guys, is the bad guy.
That's different.
He's the one that's trying to kill everybody. He's a psycho. And like she tries everything to get away from him. And then she finally, there's this last scene on the couch and he's telling her why he did what he did. And she said something in response to his story, but then wouldn't say anything else and completely ignored him. So he took a knife and jabbed it into her throat. This bitch, being resourceful, took off a little tiny duct tape piece because she was wrapped in duct tape and put it over her wound.
Mm.
So she was able to survive.
That's badass.
And then when they were loading her into the ambulance, guys, she looked up, saw the little boy there, and flipped him off.
That's badass.
So that was really good. Ashley would definitely have to be my six. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, it's super cool. All right, halfway down, I'll give my number five then.
We're at number five. Woohoo!
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. All right, I'm going back to the fellas, and I'm going to a young man who not only is a survivor, not only could you say maybe a psychic, one of the only guys that have survived, the beginning of the movie was more fucked up than maybe the events, and he survived that, and he survived to the end. We won't talk about the second one because they said he was dead. I'm talking about Alex Browning from The Final Destination 1.
Really?
Yeah, I went him over Clear because I thought she was great and she was badass too. And like,
yeah, but if
final,
it wasn't for him, she wouldn't have survived.
And to me, he's the final guy. Like, she's the girlfriend and everything, but he's like the main character. He's the one with the premonition. He's the one that sees everything. And he somehow made it out the first movie because they saved him at the end and the douchebag died.
Which was great, by the way. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
Carter pushed him out of the way and was like, wait a minute, who's next? And then he gets hit.
Yeah, and the second one, they explain, oh, he died in a skydiving accident. When you know this shit's going on, why the fuck go skydiving?
No, he didn't go skydiving, honey. He got struck by lightning while flying a kite.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Don't fly kites, then. You know the risks.
That's why Claire decided to lock herself up in a
padded room.
Insane asylum where no one could touch her.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. But the first movie, it was great. He was, like, the main character. I like the actor, too, because
Devin Sawa.
Yeah, he was great. In he's done a couple horror. He did that stoner horror movie that I still want to talk about one of these days.
Yeah.
But he's a good actor. I thought he did well. The whole premonition thing, it's a different type of survivor. There's more dimensions to this guy because he saw everything happening and he's figuring out the rules and he's going through it all. And they still use him and they still talk, even the third, fourth one, they still like talk about Alex Browning and the flights and shit because it was so important to the franchise. So he's my number five. I think he means a lot to horror.
Sweet. I would definitely commend that number five. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on here. Okay. Number five. We're going to go with Cole from the movie The Babysitter that came out on Netflix a couple years ago. Cole was such a little pussy is the only way to put it. Like, he was still he's like 13, 14 years old. He's still had a babysitter because he was afraid of being alone.
What a pussy.
But that didn't stop him from sacking up and killing every single one of them.
He sacked up?
Because they ended up being a cult with the babysitter at the lead.
Yeah.
And he took out everyone by himself.
That is.
It was really good, especially because he loved the babysitter, too.
That's sweet.
And she ended up being, like, in connections with Satan. So she told him, like, we can run away and we can make everything better. And he ran her over. He's like, no, we can't make everything better. We can't bring back the people that you killed. I burned through them with the car. Like, how cool is that?
That is cool.
That's awesome. Little 12, 13-year-old behind the wheel with his little girlfriend in the passenger seat going, are you sure this is a good idea? And he's like, no. And like, you're right. It's not a good idea. But I would definitely have to say Cole from The Babysitter.
Okay. By number four, I will go into the greatest horror movie franchise of all time, Friday the 13th.
Oh, she's
their favorite. I'm going Ginny from part two. She is one of the, if you had a Mount Rushmore of Final Girls, she would be on it. She was the one Final Girl that they said something at the beginning of the movie, and they were doing kind of the plot that they were talking about it, and her boyfriend was talking about how she's got a degree in child psychology. And she ends up utilizing it at the end by getting into Jason and pretending to be his mom and then using that to beat him. And that just, that paved the way for Final Girls. It made, like, she's smart. She's not just a hoochie that fucks and you kill her. She's this smart, you know, intellectual college student that made something happen based on her degree.
I agree.
I think she's got a spot on this list. I know
No, I agree. I agree with that. Jenny was pretty badass.
And for only one movie, she had a pretty damn big following. And, you know, to be considered one of the greatest Final Girls with only one movie, that's a pretty big deal. You know, she's not like Laurie Strode that's had fucking...
Well, now
franchise.
We're
going
to do a Final Girl that actually has two movies that she survived.
Who?
Two immensely different horror movies, one being a slasher, the other one being a psychological mind game.
Okay.
I'm sure you know where I'm going with this. Prom Night / Would You Rather, Brittany Snow.
So you're just going the actress? Or are you going a character?
I like her characters in both movies.
Okay.
Stop mentioning both films.
I'll allow it. Yeah, I mean, I agree.
She was a screen queen who did not get any recognition.
Underrated screen queen,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because she even has more horror than just that, too.
Yeah.
But, like, she is definitely an underrated screen queen. She fights.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. You guys probably noticed throughout this list, I put down fighters because in my opinion, that's the final person.
Yeah.
In the movie. You got to put your dukes up, pull your big foot pants on, and get to work.
Yeah.
And they do that. So whatever I can, I like to give recognition to that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I will definitely have to put that up there.
I mean, I definitely say, you know, Would You Rather is a better movie.
Yeah, but she was also...
But she was good in both.
But in Prom Night, you got to remember, it was one of her first roles.
And she was a fighter,
and
too.
She was a teeny bopper, and she was a fighter.
Yeah.
But in Would You Rather, she was more of a young lady.
Yeah. I just thought, like, the movie quality was a little better in that one.
Yeah.
But, she was a fighter in both, so...
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Three or... Yeah.
Urgent? Yeah.
Might be four.
Ginny.
Yeah. And that was four, so three.
All right, three.
Two. Oh, shit. I got a couple more. All right, number three, Julie James from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Sydney, but I have to go your other Party with Five cast member. I have to go Miss Jennifer Love Hewitt.
And that's hilarious, guys, because I picked Ray.
Did you really?
Is this the
Hell yeah. I was thinking of picking him, but I thought she was just... I liked her, but she had a good scream. You got to give her
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And I liked him, though, because he was so blissfully stupid and clueless.
Yeah.
But he still survived.
And there's something about Freddie Prinze Jr. He's just a good guy.
He's just a heartthrob.
Yeah.
You can't help it. I mean, Ryan Phillippe got killed off. You got to look at something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I guess that would take care of both of our siblings.
Absolutely. All right. My number two, I got to go Randy. I got to go Randy.
Randy Meeks.
Mr. Randy Meeks. I had two others, though, so I think I fucked up my list on my phone. Can I say both of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know you don't like her, it's not you don't like her, but you're not, like, a huge fan of the movies. I went Evelyn Abbott from A Quiet Place, too.
I don't like the movies. It's just I didn't get into them.
And that's fine, but if you look at the character as, like, like you said, a fighter. The mom that protects a deaf kid and, like, a little boy and shit.
And she's pregnant, too, isn't she?
And she's in the second one, I think. And oh, no, yeah, in the first one. She is pregnant. And doing all this while you're not allowed to make a move or else these monsters will come and kill you if you make noise, like, that's fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The fact she, and Randy, I just picked Randy because he's the fucking man. Like, it's Randy. And he, like, put the rules for horror. Like, he was, like... My introduction to horror movies was from Randy. Like, him telling me the rules was me learning and shit. Like,
and
like,
then in the second one, when he named off all those movies, we're like, man, even though what sorcery, blah, we need to watch sorority, bro.
Yeah. So Randy's definitely got a place in my heart and on my list. Who's your number two?
My number two is going to have to be Miss Sarah from the movie The Descent. This young lady... was put through so much.
Damn.
Like, not only...
That movie's fucked up.
Not only in the beginning you found out that she lost her family, basically, in an accident. Then she finds out that one of her friends, her best friend, is actually the mastermind behind all of it.
Yeah.
And she... I believe she technically dies. Technically... But it's an off-credit death.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think she actually died on screen. And it's just, it's such an intense movie. She's fighting so hard. And at some point, she passes out and she gets out of the cave in her head.
Yeah.
And everything's fine, and she's doing just great. And then she wakes up in the cave surrounded by the evil
creatures,
thing,
yeah.
evil creatures trying to kill her.
That movie is
so,
fucked up.
Man. Yes, that movie is very, very, very fucked up. I had to throw her in there, though.
Yeah, we had to do that at some point.
Yeah, we do.
I remember watching that as a kid on my Wii U.
I know, Mom got so mad at me.
On Netflix, and I was like, that fucked me up. I was scared.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. All right, number one then. My number one would probably be the greatest ever horror movie survivor. You know who I was going to say.
Mr. Tommy fucking Jarvis.
Not only played by three separate actors in three different movies. Part four, part five, and part six. This kid has had the greatest arc in horror history. Not only was he played by one of the Goonies, but he fucking...
I forgot I'm so
that
bad.
Kid was
sorry,
a...
guys.
What was his name? Thomas something?
I forgot
what Goonie it was.
I didn't watch the Goonies that much. I just remember the Truffle Shuffle kid.
But it was one of the two kids from the Lost Boys, too.
It was one of the Corey?
Yeah, it was Corey. It was not Corey Haim, the other
Corey
one.
Corey Feldman.
It was Corey Feldman. So if you're played by the great Corey Feldman... You're a big fucking deal, okay? Tommy Jarvis is the man. He was known as probably the best, like, little kid hero. So part four is probably his best. But then you got part five where you think he might turn into Jason. They do the little heel turn at the end. And he's the hero for that. But you think, oh, he might turn into Jason. Then they scrap. They're like, fuck that. Tommy's not a bad guy. Tommy's a good guy. Then in part six, he, like, is played by this really handsome guy who even still plays him sometimes. He was from Night of the Living Dead part, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But... And he's played him in fan fiction and fan films after that, too. And, like, your Don't Walk in the Snow and shit like that.
Oh, yes. Guys, there are a lot of fan-made YouTube movies that are made by, like, college artists and whatnot that do a lot of, like, In the Woods and Jason stuff. Like, it's actually really interesting. I would say go check them out.
Yeah, Don't Hike in the Woods. And Jarvis actually comes back for that, which... tells you how cool the character is.
Yeah.
And I just like everything about him. I like that he's the final, like, it's a guy. He's fight, like, I think the final girl trope is amazing, but when you think of Jason, you need kind of like a younger, like, muscular guy to fight up against him.
I think.
In some aspects. I think Tommy Jarvis did that role well. You didn't know, oh, maybe he's crazy, maybe he's not. I liked everything about the character. He's my number one.
All right, my number one. He is a man. But when I say this name, you all guys are all going to think he's a woman. So, from The Evil Dead.
Oh.
Here we go. Ashley Joanna Williams. Real name, Ash. Actor, Bruce Campbell. Man freaking cuts off his hand and inserts a chainsaw. Who does that?
Only Ashley.
He sliced and diced someone when they were in the air coming at him.
Yeah, that dude's a badass.
That dude is a badass. Like, every single freaking Evil Dead movie, he survived. Like, he is the Evil Dead.
He is.
So, I will, Ashley, Joanna Williams, because I refuse to call Mash because Ashley is just way too much funny. So, that's my number one.
That's a good, solid pick. Great list, Mindy. Why don't you tell the people what we're going to do next week?
All right, so next week, as you all know, we have been anxiously, patiently awaiting the arrival of the Candyman. And it is going to be premiering next Saturday. So what we're going to do for you guys, a little treat, on Sunday, we're going to review the new Candyman movie. So if any of you don't want spoilers or anything like that, don't watch the episode until you see the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's brand new. And we're not going to hold back. You guys know us. So, I mean...
But the people seem to want to see new shit,
exactly.
So we're going out to a brand
new
movie.
The new shit seemed to be really good with you guys. You guys have really reacted very well to the newer stuff.
Yeah.
So, what we can, we're going
to
do it.
Yeah. So, we'll be going to the theater Saturday night, and we'll review it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a fun time. I can't wait to see the new Candyman, see how they
I'm so excited, guys, to bring Daniel with me, because when I first saw the Candyman, it was my very first horror movie. My daddy showed it to me when I was a year old, or 10 months old. And I showed it to Daniel when he was about 4, and he loved it.
It's a good movie, good franchise.
And
I'm excited to see it.
I'm really excited that we both get to go to the theater to see it together.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. But... All right, we're all done being mushy-mushy. Think we're done.
On that note, we will see everybody next week. This was a fun time, Mindy.
It was a fun time, guys. I hope you had fun. I know we didn't go a full hour like we said, but
we still got some good
time. We got some good time.
And these lists are fun, so there's going to be more of these probably.
Absolutely. So we will see you guys next week with the premiere of The Candyman.